On today's show, Scooter tells a small lie, and then another, and then another lie, and then, well, let's see what happens. It's time for Kids Corner's Listen Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
The coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Mmm, that smells good. That's the smell of freshly baked treats. Granny Gecko's chocolate chip cookies, Mrs. Lacerda's grasshopper torte, and chocolate-covered spider legs. Liz and Lucille are holding a bake sale at Terrene Elementary.
Come and get it. It's all good. 3 for a buck.
All for a good cause.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, what's all the goodies for?
It's our bake sale. Mm-hmm. We're trying to raise money for a missions trip.
Oh, a what?
A missions trip. Our Sunday school class wants to take a trip to Jenny Rupa.
Jenny Rupa?
Yeah.
What do we want to go there for? Everybody's poor and stuff.
Scooter.
Well, that's
dirty.
Exactly why, Scooter. Yeah. We want to help them build houses and even a new school.
Oh. Yeah, and tell them about Jesus.
Oh. Well, I guess that sounds like a good idea. How's the sale going?
Well, it would be better if Liz wasn't buying everything himself.
What? I just had a cookie.
You just had 4 cookies.
I'll pay for them, Lucille. I'll pay.
Ooh, spider legs. My favorite. I'll take $2 worth.
Why is it only grown-ups like spider legs?
I don't know.
Thank you, Lucille.
No problem, Miss Waddle.
And thank you for volunteering to help decorate the room for teacher conferences.
Oh, sure.
We're meeting during lunch today, remember?
Wait, today? That's today?
Yes, Liz. We've had it planned for 2 weeks.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
We were going to be working here at noon,
yeah.
Selling these cookies and spider legs.
Oh, can anybody else help you here?
I could. I'm not doing anything.
You could? Scooter, really?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you want me to.
Sure, Scooter.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you help us out.
That'd be great.
Well, that worked out nicely. Thank you, Scooter.
Yeah.
Oh, no problem.
Time to get to class.
Okay, we'll be right there.
Okay, Scooter. Everything will be right here. All you need to do is collect the money and give it to us at the end of lunch, okay?
We'll meet you right here.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Oh, wait, guys.
Yeah?
What?
Thanks for letting me help out.
Thank you.
Scooter was excited to be helping Liz and Lucille. All morning, he looked forward to working for them during the lunch hour. But then, when lunch rolled around, something else happened.
Scooter,
what?
We're playing kickball during lunch and my team doesn't have enough players.
Oh.
I asked everyone else, but nobody can play.
Yeah?
You want to play on my kickball team?
Really? You want me to play on your team?
Yeah. Well, no one else can.
Okay, yeah. I love to play kickball. Oh.
So, Scooter forgot all about his promise to Liz and Lucille and went out and played kickball.
Woo-hoo! I'm the kickball king!
Actually, he caught the ball. You're out.
What?
Meanwhile, Liz and Lucille helped Miss Waddle clean and decorate the classroom. They swept the floor and washed the chalkboards. Just before the lunch hour was over, they left for the bake sale table to see how much Scooter had sold.
I sure am glad Scooter was willing to help us out.
Oh, me too. How much do you think he sold?
Oh, everything, I hope.
Oh, that'd be cool. Hey, maybe he sold so much that we can go to Jenny Ruba and get an ice cream cone on the way home.
You need more sugar.
Hey!
Besides, that's not what the money is for.
Oh, I know, Lucille. It's for the poor people of Jenny...
Liz, the table! It's empty.
He sold it all!
I don't see Scooter anywhere.
Yeah, just a bunch of teachers. Oh, eating spider legs. They ate it all.
And they didn't pay for anything.
I think this is what's called a major bummer.
Scooter had had really let down Liz and Lucille when he didn't show up to work at their bake sale table. After school was over for the day, they found him outside.
Scooter, what happened?
Yeah, I thought you were going to help out with the bake sale.
About that.
Well, I
was going to help, but,
Yeah, what happened?
I was going to the table when, there was this big, bright light in the sky, and
what?
A UFO landed.
Oh, Scooter, you know that's not true.
Come on, Scooter, UFOs don't land inside the school. They only land outside in the woods where it's dark and spooky.
Liz.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Come on, Scooter, you could tell us the truth.
Come on.
Well, I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want to get anyone in trouble.
Tell us what, Scooter?
I was going to the table. I really was.
Yeah, what happened?
I ran into Spike.
Spike?
He told me to stay away. He was going to take the cookies for himself.
He what?
Wait, what about the grasshopper tort?
Liz.
I'm sorry.
He told me he didn't care if you guys wanted to go to Jenna-ruba or on a missions trip or anything.
So he took all our big stuff we were selling?
I don't know if he got all of it.
Well, what he didn't get, the teachers finished off.
And we don't have any money to show for it.
That's what happened, though. I guess there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, it's not even worth mentioning to Spike, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. There's nothing we can do about it anymore.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Well, I don't know about that. That was pretty crummy. I have a few words I think I want Spike to hear.
Girls, huh? I tell you, Scooter, she's gonna get herself in so much trouble one of these
days. Liz, come on.
Oh, coming!
Liz and Lucille went to Spike's house to confront him, not knowing that Spike would have no idea what they were talking about.
Who is it?
It's Lucille and Liz.
Well, come on in. I'm playing video games.
I'd rather you came out here.
Hang on. All right, what's going on?
As if you didn't know.
No?
Yes.
Yes?
That's right.
Sorry?
You should be.
Why?
Oh, sure.
Huh?
Don't play games with me.
I'm not. I'm playing my Jeter 10,000.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
You sit there playing your Jeter 10,000 game system eating our cookies.
I was eating ice cream.
Oh, got tired of cookies, did you?
No, I never get tired of cookies. I just didn't have any left.
You ate them all already?
Liz, are you going to say something here?
I don't think I could get a word in.
Fine, you ate all the cookies. There's nothing we could do about that now. I just want you to know, I think it was pretty crummy what you did.
Crummy cookies?
Don't wisecrack with me, Spike.
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
No,
I mean, this is the kind of thing that I'd expect from the iguanas, not from you. I thought you were better than this.
I thought you were
our friend, but maybe I was wrong. Maybe there's no hope for you, after all. Maybe you are nothing more than a creepy little creep.
You have anything to add, Liz?
What she said.
Right.
After Lucille and Liz left, Spike went back to his video games. A little while later...
I'm coming. Hello.
Hello, Spike?
Oh, hi, Miss Waddle.
Is your dad there?
No, he's out of town until Friday.
Oh, okay.
Is something wrong?
Well, okay, I guess we can talk about it.
What's going on?
Well, after school today, I had my windows open, trying to get some fresh air in my room. You know, for the teacher conferences.
Yeah?
And I overheard a conversation between Liz, Lucille, and Scooter.
Let me tell you about Liz and Lucille.
I know all about it. Scooter told them everything.
Scooter? What's Scooter got to do with anything?
He was doing Liz and Lucille a favor by helping out with the bake sale.
Bake sale? There was a bake sale?
As if you didn't know.
Oh, no, not again.
What?
Miss Waddle, I don't admit this too often, but... I'm not as smart as most people. You're really smart, so you could tell me everything.
Everything?
Yeah. Pretend I have no idea what you're talking about, and tell me the whole story.
What good do you expect that to do?
I gotta tell you, Miss Waddle, I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Fine. Liz and Lucille were having a bake sale today to raise money for a trip they want to take.
Okay.
Scooter was going to help out at their table during lunch, so Liz and Lucille could help me.
Nice.
Scooter said he was on the way to the table at lunchtime when you stopped him and told him you wanted the cookies for yourself.
Ah, cookies.
Now, you say you don't know anything about it?
I don't. I really don't.
Why would Scooter lie about what happened?
I don't know.
Well, We'll have to wait until your father gets home to get this settled. But I must warn you, there will be disciplinary action taken.
What does that mean?
It means you may get a suspension.
But I didn't do it! I didn't threaten Scooter or take the cookies!
We'll get everything settled when your father returns. Goodbye.
All right, Scooter. I think it's time you and me had a little talk.
Now that Spike knew the whole story, or at least the whole story that was going around, he knew he needed to find Scooter. He searched all over Tureen for him. Finally, he stopped in at Big Daddy-O's. Sure enough, Scooter was there.
Scooter?
Uh-huh.
You and I need to have a talk.
About what?
As if you didn't know.
No?
Yes.
Yes?
Uh-huh. I'm not going through all that again.
Oh.
You told Liz and Lucille that I threatened you and took all their cookies?
I did?
You did. Miss Waddle heard you, so now I'm not only in trouble with Liz and Lucille, I might just get suspended.
Really?
The thing that really bugs me,
wow,
more than anything else, is I didn't even do it!
Okay, now I know what you're talking about. Sure, yeah, it all makes sense now, yeah. I get it.
You want to tell me why you said I did this?
Oh, boy, I didn't say you threatened me, I said, Skink did it.
Skink?
Yeah.
How did all three of them get me confused with Skink? We're nothing alike.
Well, I guess I can see it. I mean, your names kind of sound alike.
Okay, so Skink is the villain of the piece? Great. Why don't you tell Miss Waddle that I did not do it?
Yeah, sure. I could do that. I'll tell her first thing tomorrow.
You better.
Scooter promised Spike that he would talk to Miss Waddle. The problem was, Miss Waddle had heard Scooter say Spike's name. She knew he didn't say Skink. Besides, if Scooter blamed Skink, he would have the iguanas after him, and that was one problem he didn't need. However, that was about to happen whether he wanted it to or not.
Hey, Spike, isn't it past your bedtime?
Back off, Skink. I'm in no mood for your jokes.
Oh, easy, son. I was just kidding. What's eating you?
Right now, a bunch of cookies.
A bunch of cookies are eating you?
You know what I'm talking about. I got blamed for you threatening Scooter and taking the cookies from Liz and Lucille's bake sale.
What are you flapping your lips about? I didn't take any cookies.
Yeah, well, neither did I, but I still got blamed for it. Fortunately, Scooter's gonna tell Miss Waddle that you did it.
Don't drag me into your little games. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
I'm not gonna do the time for your crime.
Hey, I don't like your tone of voice.
Maybe you should give me some vocal lessons.
Maybe I should.
Listen, Skink, I haven't been playing video games for all these years not to learn a thing or two about courage.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means I ain't afraid of you.
No, huh?
No, yeah. I challenge you to a duel.
Bring it on.
Name your weapon.
I choose water balloons at 20 feet.
Ha, fine.
Tomorrow, after school, at the park.
At the park, and may the better lizard win.
I will.
Now Skink was mad at Scooter, and it didn't take him long to find him on the playground.
Hey, Scooter.
Hi, Skink.
You and me, we gotta have a talk.
Oh, really? What about?
Well, you've been telling people that I robbed the bake sale table.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't like being in trouble for things I didn't even do. It's bad enough getting in trouble for things I did do.
Yeah, I suppose.
So I want you to come clean, you little weasel.
Come clean? Like, you mean tell you the truth?
Yeah, and you can start by telling me what really happened.
Okay, well, you wouldn't believe it if I told you.
So what? I don't believe the story going around now.
It was Liz and Lucille.
What? Liz and Lucille took their own money?
Yeah, they didn't want to share the cookies or the money.
So Liz and Lucille aren't the good little Christians they want us to think they are. Oh, I always thought that missions trip to Jenaruba sounded hinky.
You can't tell them that I told you.
No, forget that, Scooter. I have to clear my name.
What?
After I settle scores with Spike, I'm going to tell everyone that Liz and Lucille are a couple of phonies.
Oh,
thanks for the info, Scoots.
Oh, no.
Hey kids, check out one of our most popular giveaways at kidscorner.net. This month's giveaway is the Church in Action comic book. Just go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities button to download the Church in Action comic book. Check out 6 different stories about how God's people are doing the work of the church right now around the world. The Church in Action comic book. Stories that can inspire you to discover your place in God's big story and learn how God is calling you to live out your Christian faith every day. All for free from kidscorner.net.
Now Scooter had done it. His lies were about to come full circle. He knew he had to do something. All afternoon, he worried and worried and worried. After school, he wandered all over Tyrene, knowing that Spike and Skink were going to be facing off in the park soon. Eventually, he found himself over at Grandpa Anoli's house.
Hey there.
Hi.
Why the long face?
I'd rather not say.
Then what are you doing here? Well, people always come here to tell me stuff. That's what they do, and that's why I'm here. I'll spill it.
Okay. I told a lie, and now my friends are going to be mad at me.
Just one lie?
Well,
now you can fix that problem easily enough. Just go tell them the truth.
But the truth is, I told a bunch of lies, and now things are just out of control.
Those who pour out lies will not go free.
What's that?
No, it's a verse from the Bible.
Oh.
Proverbs 19, verse 5. Those who pour out lies will not go free.
Ooh, that sounds like me.
You poured out a bunch of lies, and now you feel bad.
Oh, yeah. And I've got some friends in trouble.
For the sake of the argument, what friends?
Liz and Lucille.
Oh.
They wanted me to help them out with their bake sale.
That's right. We're taking a missions trip to Jenaruba.
I know, Jenaruba.
Yeah.
I was supposed to watch the table for them, only I forgot, and I went outside and played kickball instead.
That's not a lie.
Well, that's not, but when they check up on the table, the teachers had eaten everything.
Yeah?
And then they asked me what had happened, and I told them Spike threatened me, and he took everything.
Ah, that's the lie.
Yeah.
Didn't they check with Spike?
Oh, yeah. They were pretty mad.
And what did Spike say?
Well, he told them that he didn't do it, and then he came looking for me.
There's more?
Oh, yeah. I got scared and said that they misheard me, and then I said Skink did it.
Oh, Skink, him again.
Yeah.
So then Spike talked to Skink.
Yeah, and now they're about to have a duel in the park.
A duel? Really?
Oh, but that's not all.
There's more?
Oh, yeah. When Skink confronted me about it, I said that Liz and Lucille took all the money because they didn't want to share.
Uh-oh. Well, that paints a pretty shady picture of Liz and Lucille.
Oh, I know. And now Skink says he's gonna tell everyone what a couple of rats they are. They'll never talk to me again.
Boy, there's only one thing to do.
Get on a bus and get out of town.
No. You're gonna tell everyone the truth. Let's hope we get to the park in time to stop this duel. Oh,
but everyone's gonna be mad at me.
Not as mad as they will be if I have to tell them the truth.
Oh.
Remember the verse, "He who pours out lies will not go free." You're already caught in your lies, Scooter.
That's for sure.
Now it's time to tell the truth. Come on.
While Grandpa Anoli and Scooter were heading to the park, a large group of kids had already gathered there, waiting for the duel between Spike and Skink.
Do I have to do this?
You either do it, Maury, or you have to battle the loser.
Fine. Okay, you both have your balloons?
Yeah.
Yep, you bet. Okay, when I say go, you each take 20 paces, turn, and that's wrong. We only take 10 paces.
What?
What? It's water balloons at 20 feet. Exactly. You take 20 steps. If we each take 20 steps, we'll be 40 feet away from each other.
Well, that's the way we always do it.
Well, then you always do it wrong.
Well, let's just do it my way.
I didn't agree to 40 feet. I agreed to 20 feet.
Oh.
So what are you saying? Okay. You say go, we each take 10 steps, turn, and throw our balloons. That can't be right.
Doesn't seem like it to me.
Did either of you ever pass a math class? 10 and 10 is 20.
What?
I don't know. Just trust me.
Fine. We'll do it your way. That way, you'll be closer for me to hit you with the balloon.
Yeah, sure. Let's just get on with it. All right, you two. Stand back to back. Now, I'll say go, and count to 20, 10, 10, and then you take a step for each count. When I get to 20,
10!
When I get to 10, you both turn and let loose with your balloons. Everybody understand?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Get ready. Get set. Go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11,
hold
12,
it right 30. There.
Huh? What are you doing here, Grandpa Noli?
And you, Scooter, what do you think you're doing here?
Well, you two don't need to finish this duel. This is all a mistake.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Scooter has something to tell y'all.
What could he have to say to us?
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Oh, yeah, you mean that Skink stole the cookies.
No, I didn't. Liz and Lucille did.
No, they didn't. Scooter?
Well, nobody stole the money.
What?
I was supposed to help out at the bake sale table, but I didn't. The teachers came and ate everything, thinking it was for them. This whole thing is my fault. I told a lie to cover up, and then I had to tell another lie, and then another. And if I had just told the truth in the first place, you guys wouldn't have gotten into trouble, and you wouldn't be having a duel right now. You're mad at each other, and you should be mad at me.
Yeah.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I sure am. Hang on a second.
Well, what is it, Skink?
Why did Scooter think he had to tell everyone the truth? I mean, he told a lie, so what?
Didn't you see how we all got mad at each other because he told a lie?
So what? People are mad at me all the time. It was a little lie.
Scooter?
Yeah.
You think you can tell him what you learned? Stand up now. Take a breath. Come on.
Okay. It's a verse from Proverbs.
Proverbs 19, verse 5.
5, that's right. Okay. Those who pour out lies will not go free.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Does that sound like lies are no big deal? Even
good.
A small one can cause lots of trouble, as we've seen.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Whatever.
So Scooter told the truth, and things were almost back to normal. There were just two more people he needed to talk to.
That's about it. I didn't mean to not help out with your bake sale. I just forgot.
Why didn't you just tell us the truth, Scooter?
I thought you'd be mad at me.
Well, Scooter, we might have been a little mad, but you're our friend. We would have gotten over it.
Yeah, I wish you would have just told us the truth, rather than telling everyone a bunch of different lies. That just caused a lot more problems.
Yeah, I know that now.
Besides, when the teachers found out that they'd eaten the things for our bake sale, they each paid a few dollars to make up for it.
Really? They did?
Yeah, so there was no reason to lie in the first place.
Oh, well, I guess it's always better to just tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's easier to remember, too.
Yeah, sure.
So Scooter finally smoothed everything out with Liz and Lucille. The verse Grandpa Anoli taught Scooter is true. Those who pour out lies will not go free. Sometimes it seems like we can tell little lies and get away with it. But one lie leads to another, until we're all tied up in a tangle of lies. In the Gospel of John, Jesus tells us that the truth will set us free. Honesty really is the best policy, and it is what pleases God.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
Good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.